Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. We study today Shmuel Bet, Perek Bet. It's a bit of a difficult chapter. Let's try to get through it. Pasuk Aleph begins with Vayacharechen. After the days of mourning for Shaul, Vayishal David ba'Hashem lemor, ha'ele ba'achas arei Yehuda, vayomer Hashem elav ale. As the Malbim points out, David has been anointed as king already quite a long time ago, and has been waiting in the wings, and there were many opportunities as long as Shaul was king, where he could have attempted to assert his malchut, yet he never did, even during Shaul's lifetime. Now Shaul is dead, and here again would be the natural place for David to assert himself after hiding in the wings for so long. As the Malbim points out, here we see the trademark of David. He does not assert himself. He does not make loud noise. His first action is seeking out the guidance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in what is the correct move. And this becomes the trademark of David HaMelech. His recognition that Shaul's greatest failure was his being swayed by the desires of the nation at large, as opposed to precisely following Tzivoy Hashem, the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as expressed through his Navi Shmuel. David HaMelech will not make that mistake. We will constantly find him asking, seeking advice, checking if this is the way forward, if this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu mandates. When he gets the message that this is, if this is Dvar Hashem, he goes forward without fear, boldly, to do that which he understands is correct. But with David HaMelech, we find he asks first. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayomer il ale, Vayomer David says, David, Ana e'ele, where should I rise to? Vayomer Chevron. The destination is Chevron. Vaya'al Sham David, David goes up there with his two wives, Achinoam ha-Yisraelit, Va'avigail, the wife of Nabal ha-Karmeli. The men who are with him come along with him, and they settle in the Are Chevron, the surroundings of the city of Chevron. Again, Shaul is dead, but David is not yet a king, secure on his throne in the capital city, which we'd imagine to be Yerushalayim. Rather, David is still somewhat marginal, and he settles in Chevron, and is anointed, not by all of Klal Yisrael, but in Pasuk Dalet we find, Vayavo'u Anshei Yehuda, Vayimshichu Sham is David Lemelech al Beis Yehuda. It is only his own tribe, Yehuda, who anoints David as king upon them. In other words, he is not fully accepted as king by the entire nation. Vayagidu leDavid leMor, Anshei Yavesh Gilad asher kavru es Shaul. And David is told of the kindness that was done by the inhabitants of the city of Yavesh Gilad in burying Shaul after his death on the battlefield. Now, it would seem if they were those who did a favor to Shaul, they would be perceived by the new king as an enemy, as one who is disloyal to him by supporting his previous adversary. But of course, with David, that's not the case. Vayishlach David malachim al anshei Yavesh Gilad, vayomar alehem. David sends messengers to the inhabitants of Yavesh Gilad, and they had acted with this kindness towards Shaul in recognition, with hakarat hatov, to his role in protecting them from the advances of Nachash Ha'amoni. And David says to them, Bruchim atem la'ashem, blessed are you, asher asisem ha-chesed hazeh im adonechem im Shaul, v'tikberu oso. He does not see them as a threat. His first acts on the throne are not to avenge those who were disloyal to him, but rather, he's not fully on the throne, but he is king. He thanks them and blesses them for the chesed they did in burying Shaul. And he continues to bless them, v'ata ya'as Hashem imachem, chesed ve'emes. Just as you were kind and loyal to Shaul, may you find a Kadosh Baruch Hu's kindness embracing you. V'gam anochi esetchem hatova hazos, asher asisem hadavar hazeh. I too will repay you for the chesed you've done. V'ata, and now, techezakna yedechem. Strengthen yourselves, because your patron Shaul is no longer alive. V'yu levnei chayil. You must be brave, you must be strong. Kimes adonechem Shaul. Your master Shaul is dead. However, v'gam osi mashchu beis Yehuda lemelech alehem. I have been anointed as king by the tribe of Yehuda. and I will protect you. In recognition for the kindness you did, the chesed shel emet that you did for Shaul. Pasuk Chet opens a new front. Ve'avnel ben Ner, sar tzava asho l'Shaul, lakachas ishboshes ben Shaul, v'ya'avirehu machanoim. To remind ourselves from Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Avnel ben Ner had been the ever-loyal, valiant general of Shaul, who now takes the surviving son of Shaul, named Ish-boshes, and brings him to the place called Machanoim. Vayam lichehu. Avner coronates Ish-boshes as king. El ha-Gilad ve'el ha-Ashuri ve'el Yisrael. Va'al Ephraim ve'al Binyamin ve'al Yisrael kulo. Klal Yisrael now finds itself torn between two kings. The tribe of Yehuda having elected their own David as king upon them, and Avner having coronated Ish-boshes as the king over the rest of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Yud. Ben arba'im shana Ish-boshes ben Shaul b'malcho. Ish-boshes was 40 years old when he was coronated as king over Klal Yisrael. Ushtayim shanim malach. He ruled for 2 years. Ach beis Yehuda hayu achrei David. However, the tribe of Yehuda followed David. Vahi mispar hayamim asher haya David melech b'chevron al beis Yehuda sheva shanim v'shisha chadashim. And David ruled over his own tribesmen, Yehuda, for 7.5 years from the city of Chevron. Now, there's clearly a discrepancy here between the 2 years of Ish-boshes and the 7.5 years that David ruled in Chevron, was not yet king over all of Klal Yisrael. And the Mefarshim deal with, in various ways, what about the discrepancy of the 5.5 years? There are various approaches. The Radak says that for 5 years, Hamalchut Batla, there was no king on Yisrael. In other words, Ish-boshes ruled for 2 years, and then for the next 5.5 years, David remained in Chevron. However, there was no parallel king over the rest of Klal Yisrael. The Malbim and the Ralbag take this differently. For 2 years, Ish-boshes ruled over all of Yisrael, except for Yehuda. Then, because of the events we will learn in the next few psukim, his rule crumbled, and slowly Jews from outside of Yehuda began defecting to join David's camp, until finally, at the death of Ish-boshes, all of Klal Yisrael were already loyal to David, and with his death was cemented his rule over all of Klal Yisrael. So for those missing 5.5 years, there was this draining of Klal Yisrael from Ish-boshes towards David, which was initiated by the following very difficult event that is going to be recorded now, beginning of Pasuk Yud Bet. And we take it from here, we're in verse 12. Vayetze Avno ben Ner ve'avde Ish-boshes ben Shaul mimachanayim Giv'ona. Avne ben Ner and the servants of Ish-boshes, son of Shaul, traveled from Machanayim to Giv'on. There they found Yoav ben Tzruya. Yoav ben Tzruya has been the erstwhile general of David, identified by his mother's name. Tzruya was the mother of Yoav, and had 2 other children who we will join up with shortly. And because she was an Isha Chashuva, she is the one who is identified as the mother of these very illustrious young men. She was the sister of David, and as such, Yoav ben Tzruya is the nephew of David and his general. He heads out with the servants of David. Vayifgishum al brechas giv'on yachdav, vayeshu ele al brecha mizeh, ve'ele al ha'brecha mizeh. The camp, so to speak, of Avner ben Ner, those who are loyal to Ish-boshes ben Shaul, and the camp of Yoav ben Tzruya, those who are loyal to David, meet on opposite sides of this pool in Giv'on. Vayomer Avner el Yoav, says Avner to Yoav, Yakumu na ha'ne'arim v'yisachaku lefanenu. Vayomer Yoav, Yakumu. Avner ben Ner calls out to Yoav and says, let us invite these young men to play, so to speak, to which Yoav agrees. Now, the Mefarshim struggle to understand, because we are dealing over here with Dole Olam. Avner ben Ner was a Talmid Chacham of enormous stature, as was Yoav ben Tsruya. It seems here they're playing some war games and setting up their various followers to have some sort of acting out of battle, which ends fatally. Vayakumu vayavu b'mispar shnei masal v'nyamin ulishbosh es ben Shaul u'shnei masal me'avdei David. They chose 12 followers of Ishbosheth and 12 followers of David. Vayachaziku ish b'rosh re'ehu v'charbo b'tzad re'ehu vayiplu yachdav vayikra l'makom ahu chelkas hatzurim asher b'giv'on. At the starting signal, each one grabs the head of the other with his sword in the side of the other, and amazingly, tragically, at the very same moment, all 12 fell dead. And we struggle as the Mefarshim try to explain to us what exactly was intended here and what is going on. The Radak explains, and again, we attempt to do this in an effort to understand the Gdolei Olam, who were Talmidei Chachamim of great stature. According to the Radak, this was here actually a test of, if we're trying to figure out who is the true king, well, one of the primary functions of a king is the ability to wage war. Let us see. In which camp do we wage war more successfully? And thus we will know who is meant to be king. These are not games, but a very serious test of who is actually intended to be king. The Chida and the Malbim take this to a slightly different place. They say that Avner here saw the possibility that this disagreement over who was king could potentially devolve into a very tragic, very terrible civil war amongst Klal Yisrael. In an attempt to prevent that, he said, let us seek out a siman mishamayim. Instead of all of Klal Yisrael pitching into a battle to defend who they think should be king, let us select 12 tzaddikim, 12 righteous people, who will represent these two figures. And we will see who is stronger, so to speak, in a game, not a serious war, but we will see in this quote-unquote game which one will win, and that one we will take as a siman mishamayim of who should be king, as a sign from God of who should be king. Says the Chida and the Malbim, in this way we will spear Klal Yisrael. We will prevent a bloody war. Seems well-intentioned, but as we see, it ended with bloodshed. We're all 24, 12 from each side, fell down dead. And the Mefarshim again struggled to figure out what was the problem here. The Rambam points out in Hilchot Melachim that the basic problem was the premise that there could be only one king. But actually, says the Rambam, if it would happen that a king would arise from a Shevet other than Yehudah, who is Shomer Torah u'Mitzvot, who fulfills the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and follows the Torah precisely, well then, that can be a legitimate king who would have the halachot of a melech. It seems that David himself accepted the situation of two kings. Avner was mistaken in insisting that there had to be some siman, some duel, some settling of who is the real king. Further, the Yalkut Shimoni asks the question, Avner lama neherag? Why will we find later that Avner will suffer his own death? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi omer, al she'asa daman shal ne'arim schok. He used the language of Visachaku Hani'arim, let them play. Their game was with very sharpened swords. And it seems that on his level, Avner did not take seriously enough the sanctity or the value of Jewish lives. And though he set this up as a siman mishamayim, if he could use the terminology even of Lisachik when it came to the lives of Jews, that was misplaced. And that would end in tragedy. And in fact, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vatiha milchama kasha ad meod. This war was tremendously difficult. And as the Kliyakar points out, all war is difficult. But war does have a place in Yiddishkeit. When there is a clear objective, when there is a clear enemy, when we're fighting for something of value for which we would give up our lives. But here, a war between brothers for a question that is not theirs to decide. This is a war that is terribly harsh, terribly tragic. V'inagef Avnil v'Anshe Yisrael lifnei Avdei David. And in fact, the camp of Avnil was tremendously harmed by that of David. Vayiyu sham pasuk yudchet, shlosha b'nei tzruya, Yoav v'Avishai v'Asael. V'Asael kal b'raglav, ke'achad ha'tzvayim asher basadeh. In fact, at this place, there were three sons of this very illustrious woman, Tzruya, who was the sister of David HaMelech. They were Yoav, who we just identified as the general, two more brothers, Avishai and Asael. Asael was remarkable for being very swift on his feet, like a deer out in the fields. Vayirdof Asael achrei Avnil. Asael chased Avnil. Velo natal leches al hayamin v'al hasmol me'achrei Avnil. And he doggedly chased Avner and would not let up from pursuing him. Pasuk Chaf, Vayifen Avner acharav. Avner turned around. Vayomer, Ha'ata ze Asael, are you Asael? Vayomer, Anochi, yes, it is I. Vayomer lo Avner. Avner here extends to Asael the opportunity to protect his honor and at the same time to retreat. He understands, as the Mitzudot explain, that Asael here is on a mission to catch Avner, and to protect his own honor, he cannot return empty-handed. On the other hand, Avner knows he must defend himself from this threat, and he does not want to kill Asael. And so he gives him an exit. Nitelecha al yimincha o al smolcha, o al smolecha. Turn right or turn left. Ve'echoz lecha echad mihani'arim, ve'kach lecha eschalitzaso. Catch one of my followers. Don't kill him, but take his garment. In other words, you can come home with a garment and say, you captured this in battle. You will save face, and then you will live, and so will I. However, as we find with so many of us, determined on a certain path, determined on a certain goal, ולא אבא עשאל לסור מאחריו. עשאל could not back down, and would not turn left or right. Vayosef od Avner lemor el Asael. And Avner continued again, trying to prevent a tragedy. Solecha me'acharai, lama akeka alza, ve'echesa panai al Yoav achicha. Please retreat. Why should I attack you? And if I would, how would I face your brother Yoav? Pasuk Chaf Gimel, again, focused on his mission, focused on his goal, Asael could not back down. Vayema'en lasor, he refused. Vayakeu Avner ba'acharei hachanis el hachomesh. Avner understood his life was threatened, perceived Asael as a rodef, as one who was threatening his life, in which case the halacha is that he had to defend himself. And indeed he struck Avner struck Asael el hachomesh with a mortal wound. Vatetzei hachanis me'acharav, vayipal sham, vayamas tachtav. Asael fell dead. And in the heat of battle, when any person came and saw the corpse of Asael, they stopped. And they stopped from their panic and from their heated fighting, and they stopped chasing the other side. This shook them and brought them back to their senses. Pasuk Chaf Dalid. Vayirdifu Yoav v'Avishai achrei Avner. Yoav and Avishai have now witnessed their brother slain, killed by Avner, and they must now chase Avner to avenge their brother's death. V'Hashemesh ba'a v'hema ba'u al givas ama, ashal pnei giach derech midbar giv'on. The sun comes down. Vayiskabtsu v'nei Binyamin achrei Avner. And all of the people of Binyamin gather with Avner. Vayula agudai chas. And they are one strong unit standing on the head of a hill. And this is where we're all shuddering, imagining the bloodshed that can come. Until it's halted. Vayikra Avner el Yoav, vayomer, halanetzach tochal cherev? Cause Avner to Yoav saying, will the sword consume forever? Halo yadata ki marati yab'achona. How bitter will it be at the end when Jew will kill Jew? V'yad masai lo somal la'am lashuv me'acharei acheihem. How long will you refrain from telling the nation, our nation, we are all brothers, to retreat from chasing their brothers? Vayomel Yoav, says Yoav, it is one giant speaking to another. Chai ha'elokim, I swear. כאילולי דיברת, כי אז מהבוקר נעלה העם איש מאחרי אחיו. I never would have set out in this battle had you not spoken. ויסקה יואב בשופר, and Yoav took the invitation to lay down arms. As a true giant, he stood, blew his shofar, ויעמדו כל העם. And the battle ended. ולא ירדפו עוד אחרי ישראל, ולא יאספו עוד להילחם. And the followers of Yoav, the people of David, no longer chased those of Israel, and no longer fought. ואבנר ואנשיו הלכו בערבה כל הלילה ההוא. אבנר and his people continued in the ערבה that entire night. ויעברו אס הילדין וילכו כל הביסרון ויבואו מחניים until they arrived at מחניים. ויואב שב מאחרי אבנר. יואב retreated from chasing אבנר. ויקבוץ אס כל העם ויפקדו מעבדי דוד 19 איש ועשאל. They gathered and counted their losses. And the camp of David had lost 19 people and עשאל, who was mentioned alone because he was shakul, equal, to the other 19 who died. However, ועבדי דוד היכו מבנימין ובאנשי אבנר 360 איש מסו. In a stunning victory, the people of David killed from Binyamin 360 people. A stunning victory, but it is their brothers who were killed. ויסעו אס עשאל ויקברוהו בקבר אביו. The people of David picked up the body of עשאל, buried him in the burial plot of his fathers, אשר בית לחם, in בית לחם. וילכו כל הלילה יואב ואנשיו, ויעולהם בחברון. And they continued traveling that entire night until the light came up as they arrived at Hebron. Sefer Shmuel Bet is sponsored by Hilton and Leah Lightman, Leila Nishmot to their parents, Shmuel Ben David, Chana Bat Yaakov Chaim, Kolonimus Ben Chaim, and Saratema Bat Menachem Mendel.